by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Our full week in Columbus comes to a close tonight, Columbia, as we welcome you inside the South Carolina Capitol for game 6 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Kansas City Royals. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the visiting radio booth. It is great to have you aboard with us this afternoon. I'm Andrew Chapman, your play-by-play voice, and you are listening live to Woodpeckers Baseball through our online radio broadcast, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can find today's game also streaming via HD video feed by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV, where you'll get the voice of the Columbia Fireflies, John Kosis. Well, if you weren't with us yesterday, the Woodpeckers played extra innings for the second time on the week. And for the first time all year, they went to an 11th inning. Going 11 after a tied 5-5 game, needed some extra baseball to be decided. And the Woodpeckers, kind of as they have in the past, struggled in extra innings to score runs. They were unable to scratch across runs in the 10th and the 11th. They were lucky to be in a spot where they were playing extra innings. There was a drop pop fly on the infield in the 8th that allowed a run to score from 3rd and tied the game up at 5-5. But most of the scoring happened early in the night. Fayetteville entered the game on a 15-inning scoreless drought. They didn't have a run up until the 3rd, but then they were able to rally for 2-run innings in the 3rd and the 4th. Went up by as much as 4-2 at one point. But the Fireflies able to chip away, take a 5-4 lead before the game was leveled. Trey Dombrowski was a true star yesterday for Fayetteville on the mound. The left-hander came out of the bullpen behind the starter Nolan DeVos and Walker Brockhaus, and he fired off 4 2/3, not only scoreless but also hitless innings all the way into the 11th before turning the game over to Ian Fago, who was obviously put in a tough spot having to inherit that free runner in the 11th inning, ultimately gave up a walk-off sacrifice fly to the man at the top of the Columbia order, Levi Usher. And that's how the game ended in 6-5 fashion. So a tough break for Fayetteville. They have won 1 of 5 so far this week, and they'll try and escape this series with a win here on the road. 5:05 first pitch, and we're just about ready. It's Frank Mozzicato, the left-hander, against Joey Mancini, the right-hander for Fayetteville out of Boston College. The two sides have taken the diamond, and we are just about ready for the national anthem. We will send it down to field level, and on the other side of this pause, first pitch, the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies, the series conclusion coming up at Segra Park.
I don't know if I can do this, but I will try.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Journey throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. 3-run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Time to close down the series in Columbia. It is the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the visiting booth again. Andrew Chapman, delighted to have you aboard. Thanks for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon plans. The Woodpeckers have come back to planet Earth a little bit after an incredibly strong start to the 2023 season. They won 6 of 8 games at home to begin the year, but here on their first road trip, they have lost 4 of 5. Now, 3 of their 6 losses on the season, they come in tonight 7-6, have been an extra inning. So it's just a couple of base hits and a couple of runs away from being an entirely different record. But the Woodpeckers have come back to the middle of the pack, now 3rd in the Carolina League South Division, a half game back of Columbia, 2 games back of Kannapolis, the leading team who won earlier today to go to 10-4. So best-case scenario, Fayetteville will be 2 back going into next week's home series against the Down East Wood Ducks. But you try and grab a win today. Columbia has won 3 in a row to secure the series victory here in their own park, Segra Park. And now Fayetteville turns to Joey Mancini, the left-hander Frank Mozzicato, the starter for the Fireflies. He struck out 13 to set a franchise record over 6 scoreless on Tuesday. And he delivers the first pitch of our ball game to Jackson Lofton. It's popped into the shallow right field grass. Trouble for the second baseman Rodriguez going out on it. It kicks off of his glove out into center field. And going all the way to second base, Jackson Lofton with a double. That ball was lost in the sun from the moment it came off of Lofton's bat. Rodriguez did a whole dance out towards right and then was backpedaling into right center field. Never looked like he was comfortable and able to track that baseball, made a last-second effort at it, kicked off of the glove. And that's how our ball game gets going. It will officially be a Jackson Lofton double to begin the game on the first pitch. And now Zach Cole, the lefty, is in. Mozzicato, a check of second. Here's his pitch, and Cole swings and misses at a fastball. It's 0-1. Zach Cole, Narbe Cruz, Luis Encarnacion, the 2-3-4. Sandro Gastón will bat fifth today. John Garcia is sixth, followed by the bottom three, Leo Stani Molina, Dari Lorenzo, and Rolando Espinoza. Pitch to Cole. He swings and foul tips into the mitt. And it is 0-2. Frank Mozzicato, the 7th overall pick in the 2021 draft. A left-hander that was taken out of the high school ranks by the Kansas City Royals. Here's his belt tie set, kick, and 0-2 pitch. Cole takes down to the dirt, scooted away to the right-hand side of Hernandez, and he quickly jumps on top to keep Lofton at second base. Frank Mozzicato with a four-seam fastball, changeup, and curveball, a 3-pitch repertoire. A Hartford, Connecticut native. A check of second. Here's the pitch. The 1-2 down in the dirt. Lofton on the run to third. Here comes the throw up the line, and it's not in time. Hernandez threw on the foul side of the third base bag. McNair had to swipe a long tag, and it helped Lofton get in there safely. So Fayetteville off and moving. They get their leadoff man down to third. Nobody out. Zach Cole in a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Mozzicato's pitch is a slider down and outside. 3-2. Whole field, whole infield that is shaded in towards the grass already here to try and save the run. 3-2 pitch is high, but oh, called strike three late. And Zach Cole can't believe it. And neither can Ricky Rivera. He's already arguing the strike zone down there on the third base side, and I tend to agree with him. That pitch was above the belt, just below the letters, and Zach Cole was already starting his run up towards the first baseline and was rung up late. I think it was the delayed nature of the call which drew the concern out of the manager. And now the pitch home to Narbe Cruz in his first at-bat. It's up high, a fastball. Shane Sullivan is the plate umpire, and Dylan Holsey works the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in the black caps, black polos, dark gray pants. The 1-0. Fastball up and outside. Usually they'd wear the powder blues, the baby blues, on a day like today, but Columbia had dibs on those. They've broken out their light blue uniform for the first time in this series. Here's Mozicato's 2-0 pitch. Cruz takes on the inner half and missed. 3-0. A navy blue top with the navy, or a light blue top, that is, with the navy cap, Firefly logo on the front, a navy belt, white pants, and a navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. Cruz takes a fastball, and it's 3-1. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers, who wore the grays yesterday, are back in the Ville Reds today, the alternate red. They wear at home and on the road. The 3-1 pitch is inside, so Cruz draws the walk. And it'll bring up the designated hitter, Luis Encarnacion. The Woodpeckers hitters with the black batting helmets, the black belt, a gray pant with that red uniform, and a black pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. Here's the pitch to Encarnacion, the cleanup hitter today, and he takes a slider on the inside. Around the diamond for Columbia out in left field, you have Roger Layton. The center fielder is Gene Ramirez, and in right, Levi Usher. On the infield, the third baseman is Brennan McNair. Here's a pickoff throw over to first, and Narbe Cruz steps back in without a tag. Third baseman Brennan McNair. At short is Daniel Vasquez. The second baseman is Lisandro Rodriguez, and over at first base is Junior Calderon. And doing the catching is Omar Hernandez. Here's a line drive struck to right, and it's caught at the shoulders by Levi Usher. Sprinting to the plate is Jackson Lofted, and he'll score. Without a throw home, the throw from the outfield cut off by Calderon at first, and the Woodpeckers have given Frank Mozicato an ERA. He had gone 11 and a third innings without allowing a run this year in the Carolina League, and they finally get to him in inning number one of his first of his third start. And Luis Encarnacion will be credited for the RBI lineout. Go down as a sacrifice fly in the book for Luis. And the Woodpeckers have a lead. Yesterday it was Columbia starting the scoring in the bottom of the first inning. Cruz held at first base on that lineout. Here's the pitch to Sandro Gaston. Cruz is on the run. It's a pitch out. Throw down to second base, and they tag him sliding in. So he got baited. Mozicato threw high out of the zone, and Hernandez was ready for it in his throwing slot. He guns down Narbe Cruz. The Woodpeckers still scratch across the first run of this game. A sack liner to right field from Encarnacion brings home Jackson Lofton, and it's 1-0 before Columbia grabs the bats tonight. Filled in Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ.
So Joey Mancini gets to go to the mound this afternoon with a 1-0 lead in the early going. He faces left-hander Gene Ramirez, and his first pitch is swung on and missed. A fastball in its own one. Joey Mancini, the Boston College product, comes into today's start. His second of the year, third appearance with no record and a 5.14 ERA. Here's a ground ball pulled over to second base for Dari Lorenzo. He gloves, throws to first, and there's one gone. And that'll bring up Omar Hernandez. Joey Mancini with 7 1/3 innings of work this season. He's given up 5 base hits, 4 earned runs, only 1 home run, 5 walks, and 12 strikeouts. He pitched in the opener of this series back on Tuesday, came out of the bullpen, gave up 4 earned runs over 3 innings. 3 of those runs were on one swing, a 3-run home run to Eric Pena. A slider is down and outside to Omar Hernandez. 1-0, next pitch. Up and inside, and he swung at it, fouls it backwards. And it's 1-1. Omar Hernandez will be followed by Lisandro Rodriguez, top 3 hitters in the order. Brett Squires, the DH, hits cleanup, and Daniel Vasquez is 5th. Here's the pitch. And a chopper hit foul over to Tony Pena Jr., the Fireflies manager working the third base coach's box. Levi Usher is in right. He'll bat 6th, followed by Brennan McNair, Junior Calderon, and Roger Layton. The 1-2 pitch, and Hernandez pulls a line drive out into left field. That's down inside of the line, and it 2 hops off of the wall. Garcia quick over to get it. He'll throw onto the infield, but it's a double. In standing is Omar Hernandez. And both of these lineups doubling in the opening inning. It was Jackson Lofton with a double in the first, and now Omar Hernandez gets one for the Fireflies. So here is the left-handed batter and the second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez. A look down to second for Mancini. First pitch home is down in the dirt. He missed with a slider. And it's 1-0. Around the infield, outfield today, you have John Garcia in left. Zach Cole gets the start in center, and Rolando Espinoza patrols right. Jackson Lofton on the corner at third, and Narbe Cruz the opposite side at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. 2-0 on Rodriguez. The shortstop is Leo Stanny Molina, and over at second base is Dari Lorenzo. Doing the catching today, Sandro Gastone. Ryan Clifford gets his first off day of the season, and Tyler Whitaker, who was injured yesterday, not available today. Here's the 2-ball, no strike pitch, and a swing at a fastball. Rodriguez missed it, 2-1. Joey Mancini had a fantastic start to his season. Last week in Fayetteville, his minor league debut consisted of 4 scoreless innings and 8 strikeouts of Fred Natz. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And he chases a high fastball. He's underneath it. Rodriguez back to level, 2-2. So you discount that Eric Pena home run, the 3-run blast on Tuesday, and there's not been a lot of scoring against Joey Mancini so far. Just 1 other run allowed. And overall, he's avoided allowing teams to string together multiple hits against him in his pro career thus far. 2-2, and this is a chopper out to second base. Two hops for Lorenzo, an easy throw after he gloves to first. And there's two gone. Runner will get to third base. Hernandez over. We'll see if Mancini can try and keep the 1-0 lead intact with two outs and the left-handed hitting cleanup man, DH, Brett Squires. The former Oklahoma Sooner, Brett Squires. He holds that bat out in front now, gets into his stance. Here comes the wind kick and first pitch. And Squires takes a slider down to the dirt, kicks to the right of Gaston, and hustling down the third baseline, Hernandez. He scores. Hernandez had a huge lead with his secondary lead off of that third base bat. He was probably 15, 20 feet off of the bag. And the moment he saw that ball cut loose to get from Gaston, he turned towards the plate, committed, and scores without any sort of flip or play at the plate. So we're tied up 1-1 on a wild pitch. Here's the 1-0 to Squires. He tries to bunt the opposite way of the shift, and he missed it. 1-1. They've pushed Lofton back and over towards short. Molina's pulled all the way over towards the middle. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Tries to bunt again, pulls back, and the pitch is low. Here's the 2-1. Squires trying to bunt still, pushes it foul into the screen. So now with two strikes, we'll see if he does it again. Woodpeckers are daring him to. They know he's trying to bunt against that turned-around infield, and they're giving him the whole third baseline right now. Do it if you can. But now it's 2-2, and Mancini delivers the break even, and Squires pulls another one right side. This is fielded by Cruz off of the bag. He can't get the flip to first. He drops the ball. Mancini was over in time, and Narbe Cruz is likely to have an error assessed against him. It is an E3. So an error to extend the inning and bring the fifth Columbia hitter to the plate, Daniel Vasquez. Infield back to straight up. A bluff over at first by Squires, and a slider misses outside for ball one. Vasquez is one of the best hitters on Columbia right now. Top average at .326 over 12 games. 14 hits in 43 at-bats. The set by Mancini. Step home, and the 1-0 is called to strike at the top of the zone. A fastball from Joey Mancini, and it's 1-1. Now, Vasquez, being the top hitter on the club, has done it with all singles. He does not have an extra base hit this year. 14 hits, 14 singles. And here comes the 1-1. He taps it towards the mound. Behind the mound now, played in front of second by Lorenzo. He picks, throws across his body on the run, and gets the out. So Dari Lorenzo staying busy in that inning. He assists on all three of the outs. A double and a wild pitch have brought home the first Columbia run of the game. And we're tied 1-1 going to the top of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Frank Mozzicato pitches the top of the second inning, and the first pitch down in the dirt to Sandro Gaston. He checked his swing. They peel up the line. Dylan Holsey says he went. So it's 0-1. Gaston was at the plate in the top of the first, and Narbe Cruz was thrown out at second trying to steal. So he's back up in a fresh count, the 0-1, and he chases a low changeup. Gaston really had struggles against Mozzicato on Tuesday night when he struck out 13. He got Gaston three times, and it was all on breaking balls. Here comes the pitch, and it's up and inside. Twice he rather got Gaston in that game. He pitched six innings. Infield, outfield, straight up, the pitch. And Gaston chops one shallow towards third. Mozzicato off to the right side of the mound. He fields. The lefty does a 180, throws to first, and gets the out. Tough play for a left-handed pitcher to make, going to the third base side of the line. You have to field and then completely turn your body the opposite direction to line up the throw. And if you have a speedy runner, it's a very hard play to make. Gaston was about a step or two short of the bag when Mozzicato got it over. So John Garcia now. And here's the first pitch. It's a knee-high fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. John Garcia has hit the ball well this week. To the pull side, here's the 0-1. And a slider is in there, lands for strike two. Ripped a two-run home run over the wall and left on Tuesday night. Yesterday, just missed his third of the season. He hit it right off the top of that high wall in left field. 0-2 pitch is a changeup low and outside, 1-2. Unfortunately, there's about a 15-foot stretch of wall from the foul pole out towards left field that is about twice as high as the rest of the fencing at Segra Park, and Garcia found the top of that high wall. Otherwise, it would have been long gone. Changeup down and inside, and Garcia back to level at 2-2. Bases are empty, one out. We're tied at one. In the series conclusion, here comes the pitch home. And Garcia sticks the bat out, rolls it foul, and the skipper, Ricky Rivera, makes a nice sure-handed play with one hand. Little boy Ricky. Now he shakes out that hand a little bit. And yeah, that might have hurt a bit. It was a pretty well-struck ground ball. The 2-2. Garcia lines it into the netting above his own first base dugout. And it will stay where it is. John Garcia on the season is one of the more consistent hitting catchers that Fayetteville has on the roster right now. Leans out of the way of an inside fastball, and he comes in batting 261. Playing in just his eighth game, he's not an everyday starter. Shown a little versatility, able to play out in left field. He has two homers and seven driven in. And he swings and misses at an inside slider. Frank Mozzicato picks up his second out of the inning and his second strikeout of the game. Now he'll face Leo Stanley Molina. Here comes the first pitch to Leo, and he pops it up. Right side of the infield. The sun has caused some trouble. Rodriguez, second baseman, can't find it again. Oh, and he makes a last-second correction to make the grab, but the sun is wreaking havoc on that right side of the diamond at the moment. Rodriguez was pulled over towards first, then started moving towards the second base bag, made a lunging attempt last moment and caught it in the webbing. So 1-2-3 inning for Mozicato. We're tied 1-1 going to the bottom of the second.
Best Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Joey Mancini winds and throws his first pitch of the second inning, and it's a called strike on the high outside corner to lefty Levi Usher. We're tied at one, both sides trading a run in the first inning. Here's a bouncing ball up along first. It stays inside of the chalk line, fielded behind the bag by Narbe Cruz, and he quickly scampers there himself to record the putout. So a three unassisted, Narbe Cruz taken care of it. So far, Mancini's recorded all four of his outs with ground outs. It was a busy first inning for Dari Lorenzo, recording all three infield assists in the first inning. Here's Brendan McNair, right-handed batter and third baseman today for the Fireflies. And the pitch is at the knees, called a strike. In today's matchup, it's the second and third place teams in the Carolina League South. The 0-1, slider outside. One ball and one strike. Kannapolis has been on a roll. They've won eight of their last nine to go to 10-4 on the year. The 1-1, and this is knuckled foul right side. One ball, two strike pitch down to the dirt. And the Woodpeckers have lost four of five on the road this week. Still above the 500 mark at 7-6, but a loss today would drop them back to 7-7 after winning five of six at home last week. Swing and a miss. High fastball at Joey Mancini. Sets down McNair. First strikeout for Mancini. And that'll bring Junior Calderon up. Two quick outs. Base is empty. A tied 1-1 game. Both the hits have been doubles for these two teams. A double by Jackson Lofton in the first, a double by Omar Hernandez in the first. And the first pitch to Calderon is strike one, a slider on the corner. Mancini out of the wind, pitches. Fastball called strike two. Good frame job by Gaston. Looked like it might have been a bit outside, and then he just flicked that glove to the inside of the zone. Help his guy out. 0-2. A slider is hoisted foul down the right field line. Out of play it goes. Next pitch will be number 34, Mancini. Woodpeckers would like to get him at least through four innings today. The 0-2 pitch. High fastball. One ball and two strikes on Junior Calderon. He's batting just 182, four hits and 22 at-bats. He has one RBI in the series. And he hits a line drive out to right. That's down. And it'll get all the way into the corner up against the 330-foot marker. Espinoza picks up, fires to the cutoff man. Calderon trying for third. Here's the cutoff throw. Lofton drops the tag, and they got him. Junior Calderon didn't bother to slide. He went into third standing up. The cutoff throw to third was slightly off of the bag, but Lofton had enough time to reel it in, return to the base, slap the tag on Calderon stepping in there, and the inning's over. He'll get credit for a double, but the inning's done for Mancini in 1-2-3 fashion, and we're through two, tied at one. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Frank Mozicato starts ahead of Dari Lorenzo in an 0-1 count, brings a fastball home, and he swings and misses, nothing in two. We're tied up 1-1, top of the third, and Dari Lorenzo will be followed by Rolando Espinoza, Jackson Lofton. Lorenzo and Espinoza at the plate for the first time. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and he swings and misses early on a curveball. Third strikeout for Frank Mozicato. Doesn't quite have the pace going that he did on Tuesday when he struck out 13 Woodpeckers, and he also retired the first 9 batters in order to start the game. He's not quite on that type of a stretch today. And now he'll face Rolando Espinoza. First pitch to Rolando is hit up the middle, but shifted over towards the right is Rodriguez. Second baseman tried to glove with two hands, rolls up his arm, and he can't make the play. That'll be an E4 to put Espinoza on. They positioned it perfectly with Rodriguez towards the middle. Mozicato knew he was there. He let that ball roll by him. And now both these defenses with an error in the early going. Fayetteville has an E6, and now Columbia, or rather an E3 for Fayetteville. Runner on the move, pitches low to Lofton, throw down a one-hopper, and that'll kick out in the left center field. Espinoza has eyes on it, but won't go to third. He has a stolen base. And now in steps Jackson Lofton in that 1-0 count, ready to go. Second at bat for Lofton. He doubled his first time around. His second hit of the series. Espinoza dancing off of second base. Mozicato's pitch. A fastball, and he swings and misses. Lofton's double was what should have been a pop out into shallow right field, but the second baseman Rodriguez completely lost the ball in the sun. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Lofton laid on another high heater. Rodriguez was dancing all around the outfield. He was in right. Then he started moving to right center. And the last second attempt, he tried to stick a glove out. It barely nicked his glove, but was still scored a double. Lofton will take it, surely. 1-2, runner on the move to third, and Lofton fouls back a fastball. Espinoza getting aggressive. He dove into third, but 30's up the front of that uniform and will have to head back to second. The extra base hit for Jackson Lofton was his sixth of the year. Ups his early season average to 146. Been struggling a bit, but we saw him bat in the 270 territory last year when he first went pro. The one ball, two strike pitch down and inside. Lofton was a middle of the order hitter at Oral Roberts, a guy who had over 300 his final year in college. So he really excelled offensively at the Division I level and trying to get back to that territory in 2023. Espinoza dancing off of second. Big secondary lead. Pitch comes in, and Lofton over the top of a changeup. He strikes out swinging. Fourth strikeout for Mozicato. That gives him 17 in the series now. Six, 17 strikeouts over a total of 8 2/3. Not too shabby, averaging over two strikeouts an inning against this Fayetteville offense. And now Zach Cole attacks the first one, pops it up over to the railing of the third base dugout, Layton onto the extended warning track, and he has room to make the catch. So a foul out for Zach Cole on the first pitch, and the Woodpeckers leave Espinoza on second base, and we stay tied 1-1, going bottom three from Segra Park in Columbia. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now.
Bottom of the third inning, and we are tied at 1-1 early in the series wrap-up. Joey Mancini back on the mound facing Roger Layton at the bottom of the order, and the very first pitch is cranked out into deep left. John Garcia back on it, gets to the track, to the wall, it's gone. On to the berm in left field. And for Columbia, who'd been without a home run over the last two games, they get one from Roger Layton and take a 2-1 lead on Mancini. Roger Layton with his first of the year to give the Fireflies the third inning advantage and get it back to the top of the order. second home run that Mancini has given up this week in Columbia. Again, he got hit for the three-run jack on Tuesday by Eric Pena. Gene Ramirez, the leadoff man, or the top of the order hitter, should say, a second time, and he takes down low for ball one. It's a 1-1 count. Ramirez is grounded out to second today, and the pitch is low, 2-1. All three of the Columbia base hits today have gone for extra bases, and now Ramirez flies it to the opposite field. This ball is slicing deep, but foul into the picnic tables. So 2-2 on Gene Ramirez. He became the first Firefly in franchise history. This is last year, to homer in three consecutive games, but he doesn't profile as that type of a guy. Here's the 2-2, and it's high for Mancini, 3-2. Ramirez is a guy who's bunted in this series. He's short of stature. A kind of a contact-oriented left-handed swing and an open stance, but he managed to go deep in three straight games, and now he hits a deep line drive out of the left. Garcia back on it, adjusts at the last minute, and makes an over-the-shoulder grab. The sun was playing some tricks on him, and he allowed that ball to get real close up to him before he finally hunched over a bit and made the catch at the left shoulder. So good play by Garcia, who's been staying busy in this third inning. Had to chase back that home run from Layton, and now Omar Hernandez will hit. 2-1 Columbia. Here comes the pitch home. And a slider lands for a called strike. That's the third home run of the series for the Fireflies. And if you remember, you were joining us earlier in the week, they did not have a home run over their first eight games of the season. They were at the bottom of the league, nothing. It was all base hits, but no long balls. Today, this week, should say, they've kind of turned that around. And now a deep one hit to left. This is hooking towards the bullpen and is foul. Landed near those pitchers on the bench out there. We got really lucky with the weather all week long. A little bit of rain yesterday morning, but that cleared out quickly. And we have had sunny skies and 70-degree temperatures all week in the South Carolina capital. Omar Hernandez ready for the 1-2 pitch, and he swings and grounds it over to first. Narbe Cruz, the two-hand pickup. Mancini hustling over. He underhands his way and gets the out. That is out number two, and Narbe Cruz has walked all the way down the stairwell of the dugout and finally gets word from his guys in the dugout that that's not the end of the inning. So he emerges back from the dugout. And now Narve is confirming with all of his infield buddies. He puts up the fingers. 2-2. You sure? 2? And everybody nods the head. Yes, sir. 2 outs. Base is empty. And a fastball is up high. That's one of the longer stretches I've seen of a guy not knowing that the inning wasn't over. Here's the 1-0. And a fastball is outside. He made it all the way down the stairwell, taking his glove off, taking his hat off. Narbe Cruz is the leadoff hitter come the top of the fourth inning, so I think his mind was ready to grab the bat and get into his at-bat, but not quite yet. A slider down and inside. You know he's eager, though. I like to see that for sure. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch, and a slider is right down the center. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the lefty Rodriguez. Rodriguez is grounded out to second today. Swings and pulls it back that way to Dari Lorenzo. He plays, goes to first, got him. And now it's 3 outs. And Narbe Cruz will join the rest of his teammates going down that stairwell. So the lead is grabbed by Columbia for the first time. Solo home run from Roger Layton. Makes it 2-0. A 2-1, that is, as we go to the fourth. And what we're going to do is we're going to keep doing this.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Narbe Cruz swings at the first pitch of the inning, rolls it out to second base, and Rodriguez can't play the ball cleanly. It comes off of his glove and will go down as an E4 fielding error. That is the second error already on the Columbia second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez. He's having a brutal day. That was about as routine as you could have, a softly hit ground ball that still got up to him without him having to charge it. Didn't have a bad hop or anything. Just kicked off the top of his glove. And he's kind of pounding his fist in his glove right now. And obviously he's not satisfied with the way his day's been going. Luis Encarnacion is the batter. Cleanup hitter today for Fayetteville. And he takes a Frank Mozicato changeup on the outside corner for strike one. Game's already seen three errors, one for Fayetteville as well. The check of first, Mozicato now to the plate. And a foul tip on a high fastball is held onto by Hernandez, nothing in two. Off day tomorrow and then back at home for the rest of April. Six-game series against the Downeast Wood Ducks. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's down and outside. We have a T-shirt giveaway upcoming on Tuesday for the first 1,000 fans in attendance, a We Want Tacos T-shirt, which, of course, is a very popular promotion every night at Segra Stadium. One ball, two strike pitch, a check swing, and Encarnacion just got a piece of it. Foul tips it off of Hernandez's gear. And it'll stay at 1-2. But every night, the Woodpeckers, if they score six runs, you get a free taco thanks to our friends at El Cazador. And around that time, when you have that sixth run on base and the fans start chanting, "We want tacos, we want tacos," we finally made it a T-shirt. And you can get yours tomorrow. First 1,000 fans in the ballpark, 7:05 first pitch and 6:05 gates. Sorry, Tuesday, not tomorrow. Tuesday, off day tomorrow. Middle infield double play depth. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Encarnacion. A check swing on a slider down and in. And he did not go. And another minor correction. Actually, a 6:05 start on Tuesday. We're starting an hour earlier because we have a education day the following Wednesday morning. Expecting to have close to 5,000 kids in the ballpark. It's going to be a wild one. 3-2. And Encarnacion looks at a breaking ball right over the middle. Strike three called, the fifth K for Mozicato. One away, and it brings up Sandro Gaston. Education days are always fun. The kids come out and
We get going at 11 a.m. Wednesday after the 6:05 game Tuesday. 5:05 gates if you want to get that T-shirt Tuesday. Sandro Gaston awaits and first to pick off move over to first. But those kids get into it. They are screaming. It's a tough environment to play in if you're a road team during those education days. And now the pitch home. Gaston takes a little high. One ball, no strikes. Sandro hit back to the pitcher in the second inning, and he's 0 for 1. Comes in batting 186. And a changeup is in there. Strike one, 1-1. Gaston looking for that first home run on the summer as well. After hitting 12 in the DSL a season ago, and he swings and belts this one out into left center field. Layton is back on it, onto the warning track, base of the wall, he makes the catch. Gaston almost had it. And that ball died right in front of the fence. Layton and Ramirez coming together, and it was Layton nearly pressed up against the wall, securing it for out number two. And for Sandro Gaston, you know you're strong enough. You have plenty of power. Just have to tell yourself, if you keep putting balls in play like that, one of those is eventually going to have a couple extra feet on it and get out of here. It's a show during batting practice when Sandro steps in the cage. He hits them further than just about anybody. And he's still waiting for that big connection in game. John Garcia ready for the first pitch. Oh, look out. It ran up and in, and did it hit him in the chin? No, it looked like it grazed him. But he somehow got his chin out of the way just in time. Wow, that was up in his grill. Here's the 1-0. And he swings at a curveball. And that's a tough pitch to deal with after you get buzzed up high. Fastball nearly in your teeth, and then a curveball dropping off the table. That was a good one by Mozicato. He struck out Garcia in his first at-bat. Now the 1-1 is down and inside. Kicked away from Hernandez, quickly jumps on top, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Should expect to see more of Joey Mancini come the bottom of the fourth inning. Fayetteville bullpen is quiet. He gave up the solo home run to Roger Layton in the third. That has made this a 2-1 Columbia lead. And now the 2-1 pitch. Garcia takes. It's out in front of the plate. Kicks off to the right of Hernandez, almost halfway up the first baseline. And Cruz will get down to second base on the wild pitch. That was not a well-executed curveball by Frank Mozicato. He's been using that pitch all week to strike out woodpeckers, but that time he shorted the plate by about 3 feet. Now he's behind 3-1 to Garcia. Runner at second, a check that way. A second time, and now the right leg kick and pitch. It's down in the dirt. He missed with a fastball, and John Garcia has drawn a walk. The second of the game given up by Mozicato. At this stage, anything that comes home would be unearned against Mozicato. That's because of the Narbe Cruz E4 on the grounder that started the inning. And now we'll have a meeting on the mound as the Columbia pitching coach, John Habian, goes out there to the mound to have a conversation. We're one of the few games still going right now in the Carolina League. There was some daytime baseball played. A little bit of a later start here in Columbia on getaway day. 5:05 first pitch. We play usually 2:05 at home. But some games have gone final. There's only one other game in a warm-up right now. That's Myrtle Beach, who will get going at 6:05. And hosting the Augusta Green Jackets. But Carolina and Down East, they played a doubleheader today. They were suspended in the second inning. Or actually, they never got their game in yesterday. They played two seven-inning ball games today, and Carolina sweeps the doubleheader. 4-3 and 3-2 to go to 8-6 on the year. Down East who we'll see on Tuesday, has fallen to 6-8. They've been struggling a bit since a strong start in the first week. Leo Molina now with runners at first and second. After the meeting on the mound, Mozicato delivers a fastball for strike one. Charleston falls to Kannapolis 3-2. Cannonballers are the best team in the league record-wise, 10-4 atop the South. Pitch and a foul tip on a changeup. No balls, two strikes on Leo Molina, two outs. Woodpeckers trailing 2-1 with the tying run on second, the go-ahead run on first. Leo asks for time. Delmarva beat Fredericksburg 8-5. They win that series, the Shorebirds do, and Fredericksburg falls to 4-10. Swing and a miss, changeup. And a big strikeout by Mozicato, his sixth of the day. He's through four innings. He strands a pair of runners on. No runs, no hits, one error. And the Woodpeckers trail 2-1 going to the bottom of the fourth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Joey Mancini back out on the hill for the bottom of the fourth inning, and he gets a fastball by the swing of Brett Squires to start things out. 2-1 the score, a go-ahead home run by Roger Layton, his first of the year in the third inning, has given the Fireflies the early lead. Woodpeckers scored the first run of the afternoon in the top of the first to take a quick 1-0 lead, but Columbia tied it in the bottom of the inning. They got a double, a runner to third on the ground ball, and then a wild pitch that scored Omar Hernandez. Slider missed up and away. It's 2-1 on Squires. He reached on an error his first time, and a high fastball missed the zone, 3-1. Day might be done for Frank Mozicato. This inning has started with a right-hander up and throwing. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it is a strike. Top of the zone, Squires was getting ready to throw the bat away. Mozicato pitched six innings on Tuesday, so he has 10 innings of work in the series, and that might be where the Royals and the Fireflies are comfortable having him on the week. Only gave up one run over that stretch if he is done. Awful impressive, and now a fly ball is hoisted way up in the air out to left field. Garcia back on it, gets to the warning track, battling the sun with his hand, and he makes the grab for out number one. John Garcia has had a busy day in left field. He's already made a pair of catches on the warning track, and he also had to chase back that home run from Roger Layton that just cleared the wall. So he's getting his sprints in. One away, Daniel Vasquez, the right-handed batter. And a first-pitch fastball is called to strike at the knees.
Vasquez a ground out to Dari Lorenzo at second that ended the first inning. He's 0-for-1. And a slider spins down and outside. Here's the wind kick and the 1-1 pitch. Another knee-high fastball well placed by Mancini. He's done a pretty good job of keeping the fastball below the zone today. As it left it in too hittable of a location as the 1-2 comes in and a tapper gets foul left side. Mancini with just one strikeout to this point, been using the defense behind him. He got Brennan McNair in the second. 1-2. He gets a second strikeout, though, on a high fastball. Foul tipped by Vasquez. And there's two gone for Joey Mancini quickly in the fourth. Now the left-handed hitter, Levi Usher. Infield will shift around with the third baseman Lofton off of the line. Second baseman to make it to shortstop. Molina will move towards the middle. Baseball just got loose from that left field bullpen, so a quick stoppage. Here's the kick and the first one home. Fastball strike on the low outside corner. Nothing in one. Got a nice breeze on this sunny Sunday out to left center field. Here's the pitch, and it's down to the dirt. Tricky time of day now where all of home plate, which was in the sun to start the game, has now been swallowed up by shadows. But it's the only shaded part on the entire diamond. Joey, in the pitcher's mound, is in full sunlight. So you have that pitch crossing from the light to the dark. Can fool with the hitter's eye a bit. A fastball is swung underneath of by Usher. 1-2. Here's the kick, the pitch. Mancini gets a swing and a tapper foul. It'll trickle off to the right. Stays where it is on Usher. 1-2. Mancini shakes the head no, now has the one he wants. He pitches, and that one's just inside. 63 pitches now for Joey Mancini. He gets a quick out here, and he might have a chance to go back out in the fifth and try and record an out or two. The break even. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Joey Mancini strikes out back-to-back hitters for the first time tonight, and he goes 1-2-3 in the fourth. There's a chance we see him in the fifth. He has a 2-1 ball game going. Woodpeckers down by a run as we go top five on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
That's right, everybody. You got a blindfolded obstacle challenge out here. I have John with me. What are we going to do?
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
I had a dream so big and loud, I jumped so high, I
top of the fifth inning of a one-run ball game, 2-1 Columbia. And it's Dari Lorenzo leading off the inning against a new right-hander. Marcus Olivares has taken over for Columbia. And he gets a swing and a miss on a low breaking ball for strike one. Here's the next pitch. And Lorenzo takes a slider on the outside corner. Nothing in two. Lorenzo 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Frank Mozicato, who goes four innings of one-run ball today. He won't factor into the decision. Didn't go five. Here's the 0-2. And it's down and in. Mozicato strikes out six today over four innings. He gave up one earned run in the first. The first earned run he's allowed all season long. Still has a minuscule ERA as he departs this game. Lorenzo fouls the pitch backwards. Keeps it at a 1-2 count. Mozicato's ERA at .60. He walked two and gave up one base hit over the four innings. It was the Jackson Lofton double. Pitches down and in, which was kind of a fluke double. A pop fly and shallow right that Rodriguez, the second baseman, lost in the sun at the last minute. But was still scored a double. 2-2 pitch. And Lorenzo takes it down and in. Three balls and two strikes on Dari Lorenzo. Trying to keep that average right at 300. He's 6-for-20. Olivares with the payoff pitch. And a line drive pulled out into right field. That'll get down for a base hit. And Lorenzo will stay in the 300s. His seventh base hit of the year. And it's a leadoff single. Second leadoff hit today for Fayetteville. We'll let the nine-hitter Rolando Espinoza hit with a man on. Espinoza reached on a fielding error to second his first time. Cuts through a slider, nothing in one. Espinoza, 7-for-28, right at 250 on the year. And a slider's down and outside, a back pick to first. And Dari Lorenzo dives back in safely. So 1-1 on Espinoza. Marcus Olivares, the new right-hander, a 24-year-old, originally from Columbus, Texas, in a fly ball struck to right center field. Usher sprinting over, dives at the last second and can't make the catch. It gets through him and all the way to the start of the warning track. Usher, the center fielder, cuts off the ball, fires onto the infield, but Espinoza gets to second and Lorenzo to third. A double. And there's runners at second and third. Nobody out. Tying and go-ahead runs into scoring position. And the top of the order now in Jackson Lofton. Here's the first pitch his way with the infield shaded in. It's a tight fastball. 1-0. Marcus Olivares was a collegiate pitcher at Texas. Pitched for the Longhorns. Pitching for the third time this year for the Fireflies out of the bullpen. And gets a swing and miss on a slider. 1-1. No record. He has given up two earned runs, four total over two innings. A walk and four strikeouts on the year. Lofton rips one foul just beyond his manager Ricky Rivera, and Ricky claps his hands, say good contact, just don't take my head off. Lorenzo at third, Espinoza at second, pitch to Lofton, it's popped up, first base side, out of play. And it'll get onto the roof of Segra Park. Next one home, low fastball. And that's below the zone. Two balls and two strikes on Lofton. He has one of the two Fayetteville doubles on the day that started the game. Very first pitch he saw from Mozicato, and he struck out his last time. Swings and misses at a changeup. And Lofton down on strikes for a second time. Big first out for Marcus Olivares. No force on with second and third. And here's Zach Cole. Cole swung at the first pitch he saw in his last at-bat and popped out over towards the third base dugout. He'll attack the first one here and foul it behind home and out of play. Zach Cole hasn't quite had the series this week on the road that he had last week at home, but always dangerous in the middle of that order. The team home run leader with three on the year, RBI leader with 12. He takes a changeup low and outside, 1-1. Cole is 3-for-22 this week with a home run that he hit on Thursday. And it's a changeup down and inside for a 2-1 count. Cole's also walked three times, stolen a base the one time he got on. Here comes the kick, the pitch, Cole down and in. 3-1. A walk would load him up, set up the force at every base, and bring Narbe Cruz to the plate. Good spot here with two in scoring position in the heart of the order looming. The belt tie set by Olivares. His pitch gets a swing and miss out of Cole. Looked like a changeup. Dropping off the inside. Whole Columbia infield playing on the grass. That right side of the infield back just a bit to the pull side of him, and a slider misses outside. It's ball four, and Cole draws the walk. So the bases are loaded for Narbe Cruz. 2-1 Columbia. Woodpeckers had a 1-0 lead, trying to put themselves back in front. And that's a foul ball. He was late swinging at a slider. You can tell he didn't want that pitch, but he had started the swing and just kind of flicked it away. Now 0-1. You're just trying to avoid a ground ball here, unless it's squeezing through the infield. 0-1. And he lines that pitch backwards to the right of our press box. 0-2. Mentioned Cole and his RBI production. Narbe Cruz second on the team in driving in runs. He has a home run this year, a 3-run homer he hit last week at home, and 10 RBIs. Bases loaded, 0-2 pitch. Cruz swings, grounds it left side, off of the glove of the third baseman McNair. Picked up by Vasquez, the shortstop. He goes to second to get Cole sliding in, but the game is tied. Dari Lorenzo strides in from third, and Narbe Cruz will get the RBI. His 11th of the year, 2-2 the score.
Designated hitter number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Well, like we said, you'd prefer to avoid a ground ball, but if you strike it hard enough and can squeeze it through somewhere, then you'll take it. McNair almost made a great play, diving to his left, shallow at third, but it kicked off the tip of that glove. Big play by the shortstop Vasquez to back it up and at least get an out. If he wasn't in that spot, that ball is rolling to shallow left field and probably scoring Rolando Espinoza from second to give Fayetteville the lead. Instead, he's at third. At first is Cruz. Here's the pitch to Encarnacion, and he hoists it foul down the first baseline. And the only reason Vasquez was able to back up that play was because of the walk. He receded from the shallow grass into a double play spot. Fastball outside corner taken for strike two by Encarnacion. So we're tied for a second time. We were level 1-1 after one. Now we're 2-2 in the top of the fifth. Approaching the halfway point in this one, Marcus Olivares at the belt. His pitch is a fastball called strike three right down the middle. And Encarnacion might have been looking for off speed. But the Woodpeckers tie it up.
A single and a double start the inning. Anarbe Cruz grounder brings home Lorenzo. And halfway home, tied at two on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Joey Mancini does get to return for a fifth inning. His pitch count will be a factor, 65 now on the day, as he misses inside to Brennan McNair with a fastball 1-0. Next pitch, a foul into the net. One ball, one strike. He struck out McNair his first time up and finished his fourth inning very strong with back-to-back strikeouts of Vasquez and Usher. Three on the day now for Mancini. Here's a slider, and he gets McNair to cut underneath, 1-2. McNair, Calderon, and Roger Layton, the 7-8-9 bottom of the order. Infield straight up, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and Joey Mancini has been working at that top of the zone with the heat, and he has struck out three straight fireflies, getting stronger as the evening goes on. We're tied 2-2, three hits per side, and this game has seen three errors, two on the defensive end for Columbia, one for the Woodpeckers. Stepping into the right side, Junior Calderon, who has a double, and he's late, cutting at a first-pitch fastball, 0-1. Joey Mancini working a little faster as his day has gone on. He's working with some conviction, knowing that the end is near. Slider down and away. That Fayetteville bullpen is active. A right-hander is throwing. Mancini will be capped at about 75 pitches today. Here's a swing at a foul tip into the mid of Gaston, and Mancini ahead again, 1-2. That's what he needed to do in this inning, was get ahead of hitters. Couldn't afford any balls with his pitch count. And now here's the 1-2 coming. It's up and inside. And time called by Calderon as he'll step out of the box. The Asheville Tourists wrapping up their series today with the Winston-Salem Dash, White Sox affiliate. Mancini's 2-2 is a slider outside and low. Three balls, two strikes, and they've actually already gone final in Asheville. The Tourists fall today 8-5. Here's the payoff pitch. Calderon swings and hits a fly ball down the right field line. Espinoza sprinting over to the chalk, and that ball will get into the fencing in the foul territory side of the line. And count remains 3-2 on Calderon. Brian DePaula suffered the loss today for the Tourists, goes to 0-2 on the year. He gave up six earned runs and nine hits over three innings out of the bullpen. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Mancini gets him looking. Junior Calderon down on a fastball. Four straight strikeouts for Joey Mancini, and a very strong start, a finish, should say, to his start, will pull the manager, Ricky Rivera, out of the dugout. Mancini throws exactly 75 pitches. His manager's clapping all the way to the mound, and his infielders all dapping up Joey. Can't finish a game much stronger than that. He'll even high-five his new reliever coming in to replace him. Looks like it'll be Zach Matthews coming out of the bullpen. And Joey Mancini gives up just two runs today, one home run, but finishes his day with four straight strikeouts, five total. Matthews coming on to try and grab the final out of the fifth. Tied 5-5. We're back in a moment to give you the intel on Matthews right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Zach Matthews to the mound as he serves the bridge here in the fifth inning. Joey Mancini done after 4 2/3. First pitch from Matthews is flied out into right field by Roger Layton. Underneath it is Rolando Espinoza. One pitch, one out, and Zach Matthews pumps his fist as he walks off the diamond. He does his job in very quick fashion. We go right back to break. We're through five today in Columbia. Game six, the series conclusion. 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Marcus Olivares is the pitcher back out there for Columbia. We kick off the top of the sixth inning, and a fastball strike is in there to Sandro Gastone for an 0-1 count. Sandro
just missed his first home run of the year in the fourth inning with a fly ball to the base of the left field wall. Takes a low fastball, but a strike. It's 0-2. We're tied 2-2, three hits per side. One error for Fayetteville, two for Columbia. The pitch from Olivares is down and away. Marcus Olivares, the former Texas Longhorn, pitched the fifth. He gave up back-to-back hits to Lorenzo and Espinoza, and then a ground ball fielder's choice for Cruz to short brought in the run. Tied the game. Gastone hacks at a changeup, and he's down swinging. Sandro goes to 0 for 3. So Olivares is now through an inning and a third. And he brings up John Garcia. Garcia 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. First pitch from Olivares. It is a high fastball. Leo Molina is on deck. He'll get a chance to hit for a third time. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball down the center. And the Woodpeckers without Ryan Clifford at the top of their order today. 13-game on base streak for him. Just a simple day of rest for Clifford. And then Tyler Whitaker, who got injured yesterday, is unavailable today. But saw Whitaker today. Seemed to be in good spirits. And hopeful that he'll avoid any sort of a trip to the injured list. Two ball, one strike pitch, and it's lined foul back of home. So two balls and two strikes. Base is clear, one out in the sixth. Marcus Olivares works out of the stretch exclusively. Pitches and a slider gets Garcia swinging. For out number two. It's three straight strikeouts now for Marcus Olivares. The pitching has really taken over. On the Fayetteville side, Joey Mancini struck out four in a row to end his day. Zach Matthews got a quick out on a flyout. I believe it's Tyler Guilfoyle warming out there in the right field bullpen. So for Matthews today, it might just be one pitch and a handshake. Well done. First pitch to Molina was down and away. Oh, called a strike, actually, in the low outside corner. Now he pulls a line drive out of the left. Got a slider in a pretty hittable location, about belt high in the middle. And he didn't miss it. That'll go down as the fourth hit today for the Woodpeckers, and the first for Molina to go to 1-for-3. And give Dari Lorenzo a chance to bat with two outs. He pulled a single into right field back in the fifth. See if he can help spark a two-out rally. Tied at two. First a spin and a pickoff throw over to first base, and Molina gets back in. Lorenzo with seven hits in his first 21 at-bats. And a fastball at the outside corner is called a strike. Small sample size still, but Lorenzo's seeming to handle single-A pitching pretty well. A little opposite field pop and power to the pull side. Here's the 0-1. And a fly ball, shallow left. Actually, this won't get out of the infield. Vasquez waiting for it at short. Secures with two hands. The inning is over. Two out, single is all. Leo Molina left on board. And after 5.5, we remain tied at two. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Tied up 2-2 going to the bottom of the sixth inning, and as we anticipated, the day is done for Zach Matthews after one pitch and one flyout to right. Tyler Guilfoyle, the former Kentucky Wildcat, takes over in this home sixth, and his first pitch to Gene Ramirez is a fastball in the zone for strike one. Tyler Guilfoyle, third pitcher today behind Mancini and Matthews, carries no record, a 2.35 ERA into his third appearance, second in relief. Outside slider 1-1 on Ramirez. He's the leadoff hitter, top of that Columbia order. Followed by Omar Hernandez and Lisandro Rodriguez. Wine kicked, 1-1. Line to right field. It split Cruz and Lorenzo on the right side of the diamond. It's one of the harder struck balls that Gene Ramirez has had in the leadoff spot all week. And that'll end an 0-2 for him. Give him his first base hit. Fourth of the day for Columbia. And now they have to contest with his speed. Gene Ramirez, when he has been on this week, has been more often than not trying to steal. And that second baseman, Lorenzo, will play very close to the bag. Let's see if Guilfoyle pays attention to him. He's at the belt, kicks to Hernandez, runner on the move. It's a high fastball. Throw down from Gaston. Tag applied by Lorenzo, and they get him. Perfectly thrown by Gaston, low to the corner of the second base bag. Lorenzo was, as we mentioned, playing close to second. He wanted to be there in the area. And they get Ramirez. Not even trying to hide it. Ramirez just off and moving first pitch right away. Omar Hernandez ready, the 1-0. And it's a slider on the inside. And part of it as a base runner is not being too predictable. I mean, we basically just told you right here in the booth that he was going to go. And if we know it up here, the pitcher, a middle infield, and the catcher certainly knows it. A slider, a fastball inside, and swinging a miss from Hernandez, so it's 1-2. As base runner, you almost got to sit back, see one pitch, and then maybe you can, on that second pitch, steal on a breaking ball, something a little slower going to the plate. Fly ball right side. Espinoza shows the stop sign to his center fielder Cole and makes the catch in the alleyway. They tell pitchers to vary their timing to the plate. A little limited now with the pitch clock and having to go at a certain time, but I think for a base runner, it's sort of the same too. I mean, not going that first pitch every time. Going the second or third. Lisandro Rodriguez from the left side ready. First pitch is a changeup blown away. Rodriguez is grounded out twice to Lorenzo at second base. Here comes the pitch from Guilfoyle. And he swings and misses at an inside fastball. Guilfoyle now with 8 1/3 total innings of work. He's given up 2 earned runs on the season, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts. Guilfoyle was the starter in the series opener on Tuesday, and he was brilliant. The pitch sticks the bat out, rolls it foul into the left field bullpen. Guilfoyle gave up just one hit, pitched 5 scoreless innings, walked 1, struck out 6. Didn't factor into the decision, though. That was the game that went to extra innings, and the Woodpeckers fell And that one 5-4. And now the pitch, a pop-up. Right side of the mound, Lofton in from third to the grass, and he makes the grab. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Guilfoyle, helped out by his catcher, Gastone. He nabs Gene Ramirez stealing, and we remain level 2-2 after 6 this evening. We're back in a moment for the 7th from Columbia on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Columbia turns to the bullpen for the top of the 7th inning. Marcus Olivares goes the 5th and the 6th, and now left-hander Chaz Martinez is on the mound for top 7. Rolando Espinoza leads it off in a 2-2 tie game, and a fastball misses up and outside for ball 1. Espinoza today has reached on an error and also doubled. The pitch is inside, scoots him off of the plate. 2 balls and no strikes. Fayetteville took an early lead, 1-0 top 1. Columbia leveled it in the bottom of the first. Pitch is called a strike. That looked awful low. That was so low. And Espinoza now in a 2-1 count. Next pitch coming. And he swings and misses at a changeup. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton and Cole will get to bat as well. Espinoza calls for time. A go-ahead home run was hit by Columbia in the third. That was Roger Layton, and then the Woodpeckers tied it on an RBI fielder's choice in the fifth. 2-2. Swing and a miss on a slider. And Espinoza down. Top of the order coming up in Jackson Lofton. Well, this day in Woodpeckers history, we go back to April 23rd of the 2019 inaugural season. Woodpeckers got an 8-1 win at home against the Frederick Keys, and they were propelled by 4 now big leaguers in the lineup. Brian De La Cruz, Michael Papirski, Seth Beer, and Corey Jolks all had multi-hit days as the Woodpeckers go on to beat Frederick 8-1. You look back at those lineups in 2019, guys like Jeremy Pena as well, a lot of big leaguers coming through Fayetteville in those first years. And that's just the lineup. Jackson Lofton takes a strike, and it's 1-1. One out, bases clear, tied 2-2 in the top of the 7th. Chaz Martinez, the new left-hander, pitches. And a changeup misses very low. 2-1. And Christian Javier, Luis Garcia. Just to name a couple. The 2-1 coming. Lofton takes a strike on the inside. Here's the 2-2, and Lofton foul tips it to keep the at-bat going. Jackson Lofton with a double today, and also a pair of strikeouts. One against Mozicato, one against Olivares. The Columbia starter went four innings before he was lifted. The 2-2 again, and Lofton takes a strike. A changeup right down the center. Tough one to lay off of, but Lofton might have been looking for a different pitch in a different spot. Bent to the knees a little bit, almost like he was expecting that ball to be a slider or something. Instead, it was a changeup that just faded down the middle. So Lofton strikes out for a third time. Zach Cole is the batter. Lefty with two outs and nobody on. First pitch is on the high outside corner. And when you look back at those lineups going back to the 2019 season, a lot of those guys we mentioned, they're big leaguers, but they're not necessarily with Houston. A slider is down and away. De La Cruz, Miami Marlins. Seth Beer, Arizona Diamondback. Michael Papirski made his debut with the San Francisco Giants last season. Here's the two-ball, no-strike pitch, and Cole swings it a changeup. The pitchers are the ones that have hung around. Jonathan Araúz was another player in that 2019 lineup that made the big leagues, but with Boston. The 2-1 pitch, Cole swings at a slider. He missed. Two balls, two strikes, and Chaz Martinez a strike away from striking out the side out of the pen. Here he comes down the hill, and Cole strikes out. Slider on the down and inside part of the zone, and a big inning for Chaz Martinez. He comes on, wipes out the Woodpeckers 9-1-2, and takes us to the seventh inning stretch. Our score, it's the Woodpeckers 2, the Fireflies 2, in this serious conclusion from Segra Park. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Tyler Guilfoyle is back out on the hill for the bottom of the seventh inning. We remain tied at 2-2. Been deadlocked since the top of the fifth. Guilfoyle looked sharp in his first inning to work behind Zach Matthews. Went 1-2-3. Got a single, a caught stealing, then a fly out and a pop out to third. A big hack from lefty Brett Squires at the 0-1. He misses. Nothing in two. Guilfoyle is not allowed to run over six innings of work this week on the road. And he strikes out Squires, swinging. High fastball, got him. Three pitches and down you go.
Two,
That's only the sixth strikeout today for the Fayetteville pitching staff. There's been a lot more swing and miss on the Fayetteville side. Columbia arms have caved 13 Woodpeckers through the first seven innings. And a slider misses down and outside. It's 1-0. Columbia does have a 20-strikeout performance this year as a pitching staff. That came last week on the road in Charleston. Set a franchise record for them, the 1-0. And a fly ball and a hanging slider hit to center. Cole on the sprint to his right, and before he gets to the track, he strides it down for out number two. So two quick outs in the home seventh. And Levi Usher, another lefty for Guilfoyle, steps in. 0 for 2 with a ground out to first and a strikeout. And a bunt. This is cued along the third base line, and it's going to be a base hit. Perfectly placed by Usher. The Woodpeckers vacated that left side. They put the shortstop Lofton over. The third baseman Lofton over towards shorts, it should say. Molina up the middle. And Levi Usher put it where they weren't. Brett Squires tried to do that earlier today, but he couldn't get it down. Brennan McNair will now hit with two outs, one on, tied 2-2. McNair, 0-for-2, pair of strikeouts today, faces Guilfoyle for the first time. And a spin and a throw over to first, nothing doing there. And if you missed the big headline from earlier in the week, probably the biggest accomplishment for Fayetteville of this road trip, maybe of the season, was that franchise record 21 strikeouts as a pitching staff. Fastball down the center to McNair, 0-1. And that was led by Michael Knorr and Andrew Taylor. Taylor with the final 11 strikeouts. Lorenzo shaded towards the middle, close to the second base bag with two outs. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. McNair is underneath it. Brendan McNair really struggling at the plate this season. 3-for-38 to begin. Below a 100 average at .079, the on-base at 146. And here's the 0-2 coming. Runner on the move to second. Outside fastball. Sandro's throw down. Skips into center field. But the runner, Usher, won't go beyond second base. He stays. And Brennan McNair, now in a one-ball, two-strike count. That is only the second stolen base today for Columbia, which seems minimal, considering they had stolen at least four bases in each of the last three games. A team that's off and running often. McNair ready for the 1-2 pitch. Guilfoyle's set, kick, and he strikes him out. High fastball got him. McNair 0-for-3 with the hat trick today. And Guilfoyle picks up a pair of K's in a scoreless seventh. So deadlocked again here. Not much separating these two sides in a few of these games. Couple of extra inning games already. We're going to the eighth. Level at 2-2. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
We start the top of the eighth inning. Narbe Cruz, the leadoff hitter, and he takes a knee-high changeup, a strike from Chaz Martinez, 0-1. 2-2 tie game. Martinez struck out the side in order in the seventh and blows a high fastball by Cruz, swinging, nothing and two. 3-4-5, heart of the order here to try and break up this tie game. Been level since the fifth. Here's the leg kick and pitch. And there's a slider down and in, 1-2. Cruz today has been on base in all three plate appearances, a walk, an error, and a fielder's choice, so he's officially 0-2. He tied the game in the fifth with that fielder's choice, scored a runner at third. 1-2 pitch, and he flies it out into deep center field. This will send Ramirez back on the sprint. Still back, it's over his head, and it hops off the base of the center field wall. Cruz around first into second standing. It's a leadoff double. It's hard to get it out to center in this park. Haven't seen it maybe ever since we've been calling games here back in 2021. But Narbe Cruz powered it over the head of the fast center fielder Ramirez. And the Woodpeckers are in business. The go-ahead run into scoring position. Cruz has had a big day, even though that's his first hit. As we mentioned, he tied the game in the fifth. So he's been able to contribute with two outs and now is the leadoff spot. Luis Encarnacion, 0-2 with a sac fly and a pair of strikeouts. First one is outside to him, 1-0. Corners back, middle infield kind of shaded towards the bag in the pitch. Encarnacion late on a fastball. That's the fifth hit of the day for the Woodpeckers and their third double. Doubles from Lofton, Cruz, and Espinoza. Chaz Martinez with that black glove comes to the shoulder, spins around and throws it wildly into center field. He tried to pick off Cruz. Now Cruz is hustling to third. Ramirez comes up firing. It's late getting in. And what you didn't need for Columbia was to advance that runner for free. And Narbe Cruz will benefit from the third error of the day by the Fireflies, an E1. It'll force the entire infield to shade in. Encarnacion ready, the 1-1 pitch. And he reaches at a changeup. One ball and two strikes. He's had a tough time guessing the right pitch today. He got caught looking at a fastball right down the middle in the fifth. Might have been looking off speed. And that time, it looked like he was hunting the fastball. Next pitch home, sticks the bat out, rolls it foul into the left field bullpen. Encarnacion with the Woodpeckers for the first time this week. Debuted on Tuesday in the series opener, and he's gone 4-21. His four base hits have come during two games, a pair of two-hit games on the road. Infield still shallow. Here's the 1-2 again. And Encarnacion strikes out swinging. And up an inside fastball got him. Encarnacion has struck out for a third time. That's 14 strikeouts on the day for the lineup. And now Sandro Gaston trying to bring home that go-ahead run and Cruz at third. With one out, the infield will still play it shallow. First pitch from Martinez to Gaston is a fastball at the knees, strike one. A
Woodpeckers trying to salvage a game after dropping four of the first five. Only win was on Wednesday, the 0-1. And Gaston swings, hits a soft liner to center, sinking quick, and it's down. Cruz stalled out his run, but now he hustles down the line, stomps on home plate, and the Woodpeckers have their first lead since it was 1-0 in the top of the first. Now 3-2 in the eighth, and Sandro Gaston delivers the RBI single to center. I think he broke the bat on that one. And it looked like for a moment it might stay up, and then it just died. Didn't have a lot behind it. That's all you were looking to do. Find a spot, plop one in, and bring Cruz home. A big RBI for Sandro Gaston. He goes to 1-for-4 on the day. Now John Garcia. Pitch home, and he swings at a breaking ball. Nothing and one on Garcia. And the next pitch. That one's high. One ball and one strike. And you got to feel pretty good about even a one-run lead with Tyler Guilfoyle on the mound. Here's the pitch, and Garcia swings and cracks it out into left. This will stay in the park. Layton measuring it in front of the track in a sunny area, and he makes the catch for out number two. And Leo Molina will hit with two outs. But Guilfoyle at this stage now has put up seven scoreless innings of baseball in Columbia. And the game plan was to hopefully have him pitch the final four. You give Mancini the front four, five. He went 4 2/3. Zach Matthews got the final out of the fifth inning. And now you let Tyler Guilfoyle try to continue his stretch of scoreless ball on the hill. First pitch was high to Molina, trying to stay above the 206 mark on the season. Pitch comes in, and he pops this one up behind home plate over the net and onto the roof. 1-1. And again, Kannapolis won today. They beat Charleston 3-2 during a daytime game, and so the best the Woodpeckers can be is two games back of first place. Sandro Gaston almost cut off the first base bag as a pickoff throw goes over, but he steps back in time. Molina singled his last time up, got a hanging slider, and pulled it into left field. 1-1 is a pop-up out of play right side. In the home eighth, it'll be the 8-9-1 of Calderon, Layton, and Ramirez. The 1-2 to Molina, and he fouls it off the mask of Hernandez. That was a pretty hittable pitch, a slider that was on the high outside corner of the strike zone. Almost an identical pitch that he hit for a single in the sixth inning. This is his first time facing Martinez. Another 1-2 try, and this time he gets him swinging at a breaking ball underneath the zone. So Molina will drop to 1-for-4, but Fayetteville breaks through. A leadoff double by Narbe Cruz. The throw to center advances into third. The RBI single by Sandro Gaston has given the Woodpeckers a 3-2 advantage going to the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the Woodpeckers out to their second lead of the night, 3-2. And the first pitch from Tyler Guilfoyle to Junior Calderon is down and outside for ball one. Guilfoyle is tossed a scoreless sixth and seventh behind Mancini and Matthews, and he gets a slider to land for strike one. Junior Calderon with a double and a strikeout, up for a third time. First baseman Cruz shallow, everybody else straight up. And a fastball upstairs for ball two. Calderon five hits in his first 24 at-bats of the season. He only has one RBI, no home runs. Here's the pitch. And it's a good slider. Bites to the outside corner. Called strike two. Count is level. We've now had three lead changes in this game as the pitch comes in. And a fly ball is struck well. This is deep to center field. Zach Cole angling back onto the warning track. He reaches up and makes the grab. 10 feet in front of the wall. Calderon was just underneath it. Guilfoyle left a slider in a hittable spot. It was a hanger. Just on the inside half of the plate to the righty, and he gets away with a long fly ball out. He'll take it. Two and a third scoreless today for Guilfoyle. Hasn't given up a run all week. And now Roger Layton pitches down and outside for ball one. Not only has he given up no runs on the week, he's only surrendered three base hits. One on Tuesday, two today. They've all been singles. The 1-0. And this ball is lined foul straight back of home. Three runs, six hits, and an error for the Woodpeckers. Two runs, five hits, three errors for Columbia. The 1-1, and Layton cuts through a fastball. Or rather, that was a slider there from Guilfoyle. Perfectly placed. Started middle, missed outside, got the chase. Ahead 1-2, the wind, kick, and pitch. Tried to do the same thing, but Layton wouldn't chase. Roger Layton gave Columbia the lead with a solo home run in the third, his first of the year, and his fifth RBI. Pitch. Fouled straight back into the net. That was the third home run of this series. Columbia led 2-1. The Woodpeckers led 1-0 early. Now they're up 3-2. Here's the motion, the 2-2 pitch, in on the knuckles and pushed foul right side. A little bit of activity out in that left field bullpen for Columbia now. 2-2 pitch, Guilfoyle throws, got him looking. A changeup down the middle, and Layton knew it. Nods his head, quickly turns back to the dugout. Tyler Guilfoyle with three strikeouts now. That's the eighth for the Fayetteville pitching staff, and back to the top of the order with Gene Ramirez. Squared up a line drive single to right field back in the sixth. Fourth time through the order now. He's one for three. First pitch fastball placed on the low outside corner. A good one. Nothing and one. Lofton plays shallow at third in case he tries to drop a two-out bunt. He takes a hack and fouls it straight back. 0-2. Guilfoyle ahead quickly. He's been doing a great job of getting ahead of all of these hitters. The Woodpeckers have not given up a walk today as a pitching staff. That's been big. The 0-2.
and he fouls it away. But Mancini didn't allow the walk over 4 2/3. He threw a lot of strikes today, and Zach Matthews, of course, threw just one pitch to get an out in the fifth, and Guilfoyle's been in the zone. An 0-2 again, and this is pulled out into right field again for Ramirez. He has his second single of the day. Third hit surrendered by Guilfoyle, and the tying run is on for Columbia. And Omar Hernandez will get to come up in a big spot. Give you some actual numbers on the strike throwing today. Mancini threw 50 strikes, 25 balls. So he was in the zone about 66% of the time. Pitch to Hernandez is up and inside. The one pitch Matthews threw was a strike. And Tyler Guilfoyle has thrown 28 strikes, 10 balls to this point. So they've been locked in with the command, 1-0, high. Two balls and no strikes. Guilfoyle has lowered his season ERA with his shutout stretch here on the road this week to 1.74. Trying to get through his third inning of work. Runner on the move to second. A swing and a ground ball pulled out to short. Molina gloves, goes to first, and it's dug out by Cruz to end the inning. Tried to pull off a hit and run, nearly did, but Leo Molina makes the play. Columbia's down to their final three outs tonight. One more chance for Fayetteville to try and add on. They lead 3-2 going to the final frames. Top nine next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
DJ Manny. Fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah. Fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, yeah.
Top of the ninth inning, and Dari Lorenzo, a leadoff against a new Columbia right-hander, John McMillan, takes over behind the lefty Chaz Martinez, and his first pitch is a fastball down the middle for strike one. 3-2 the score. Fayetteville leads on the Sandro Gaston go-ahead single in the eighth. Scored Narbe Cruz. Lorenzo Espinosa and Lofton, the 9-1-2, the 8-9-1. A fly ball out to left. It's shallow for Layton, strolling forward. He's got it at the shoulders for out number one. So John McMillan, second time that the Woodpeckers have seen the right-hander this week. Rolando Espinosa, the nine-hitter, stepping in. Tonight he has doubled, reached on an error, and struck out one for three. McMillan with no ERA. He's not given up a run or a hit over four innings of work this season. Two walks, six strikeouts. First pitch to Espinoza. And he swings and lines it to short. And it's played right at the shoelaces by Vasquez. He picked it off the dirt for the lineout. It was well struck by Espinoza, but out number two. And now it's Jackson Lofton. So McMillan trying for a very snappy top nine. Here's his first pitch, and Lofton chases a slider outside, 0-1. Got his first two outs on just three pitches. Jackson Lofton, mixed day, doubled to start the game, but he's since struck out in three straight plate appearances. And here comes the 0-1. Lofton takes it low. John McMillan pitched earlier in this series. He was on the mound on the 20th. That was on Thursday night. And pitched a scoreless inning, and he got the save. His second of the year. Lofton early on a slider. He cranks this ball deep into the kid zone. He hit the big inflatable firefly fella out there. And one lucky kid is going to get a souvenir. So behind one and two, bases empty, two outs. The pitch. Lofton strikes out. Got him with a slider down and outside. So Lofton with a fourth strikeout today to go to 1-for-5. Fayetteville retired in order, and this series has come to its final inning. Bottom nine, the Woodpeckers trying to grab their second win on the road and have a happy bus ride home. Don't go anywhere. The conclusion up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
The bottom of the ninth inning underway. Tyler Guilfoyle's first pitch is down the center to Lisandro Rodriguez. 0-1. 3-2 the score. Fayetteville trying to take one for the road. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-1. A go-ahead single into shallow center for Sandro Gastone. At this point, propping up the one-run lead. Woodpeckers trying to end a three-game losing skid, their longest of the season, stay above the 500 mark and be 8-6. Over the first 2 weeks of the season, going back home where they won 5 of 6. I think with some of the slumping we've seen from the offense this week, if you can take 2 of 6 on the road, you can at least go home with a little bit of pride. As a fly ball is struck out in the left field, trouble is three infielders come together. Garcia lunges at it last moment, pops out of his glove. Off of the first base bag was Rodriguez. Throw goes that direction. He scampers back in time. A frantic play on a fly ball along the left field line. Molina and Lofton came out from the infield.
Garcia came flying in from left last moment. He dove at it, had it in his glove for a moment, but I think the contact with the ground jarred it out. And it'll go down as a single for Rodriguez to lead it off. Tying run on, go-ahead run at the plate in Brett Squires. Guilfoyle's first pitch with a runner on the move is inside. Gastone's throw down to second. Tag applied. They got him sliding in. Lisandro Rodriguez, Nab trying to take second. This Columbia team off and running every chance they can get, but today it has backfired on them. Sandro Gastone having a good day behind the plate. That's the second runner that he has thrown out trying to steal. Brett Squires now swings and misses. And it's 1-1 on the cleanup hitter. Here's the pitch. Outside. When it was tied 2-2, the Fireflies got Gene Ramirez and his speed on base to start the sixth inning. He got caught stealing by Gastone. And now here in the ninth inning, their leadoff man gets on and gets thrown out. Pitch on the inside. So as this game has gone on, in the sixth and the ninth, kind of these critical spots with a tie game or a one-run lead, Gastone has vanquished those Columbia base runners. 3-1, and it's off the outside low with a slider. And how big is that caught stealing now? Tying run will be back aboard in the form of Brett Squires, not as speedy as Rodriguez. We'll see if they want to send him. I might think twice about it with the way Gastone's hurling the ball behind the plate right now. And now it's Daniel Vasquez, 0-3 with a ground out, strikeout, and flyout. Lorenzo hanging near that second base bag, just ready. And a throw over to first. Guilfoyle going to exercise a little more caution now. First pitch to Vasquez, strike one. That was the 50th pitch of the night for Tyler Guilfoyle. He's in line for the win after Mancini went 4 2/3. Matthews a third of an inning. Here's the 0-1. And a slider weaves to the outside. It's 1-1 now on Daniel Vasquez. Columbia with 7 hits in this game to the Fayetteville 6. Next pitch, it's popped up out in a shallow center. Lorenzo falling back on it, waving his arms, and he calls everybody off, makes the grab for the second out. And Fayetteville one out away from their second win on the road this week. This is the only time we will be in Columbia during the regular season. Woodpeckers have one more series on tap with the Royals affiliate at home come June. Levi Usher ready. The lefty is in. Guilfoyle's kick, pitch, swing, and a miss on a high fastball. Columbia will be in town June 13th through June 19th. And that's the second-to-last series before the end of the first half. So if these two teams are vying for a playoff spot, that could be an interesting series. 0-1. Runner on the move to second. Gastone throws down. 0-1 hopper. And Squires gets in there. Molina had to come forward off of the bag to pick that baseball and save it from going into center field. That's what the Fireflies wanted to do to start the inning with Rodriguez, but they do get that tying run into scoring position. And give Usher the chance to tie it with a base hit. 1-1 the count. Guilfoyle long look to second base. And here comes the pitch home. Swing and a miss. The pitch clock in center field has not been working today. Something to note. It's kind of malfunctioned as the week has gone on. We had it yesterday, not tonight. So the pitchers don't really know how much time they have. And perhaps the umpires have been a little bit more lenient with the clock as a result. Here's the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch. It is called strike 3 on the outside corner. And the Woodpeckers will take one for the road. They win their second game here in Columbia.
They take the series finale, and they do it on the back of Tyler Guilfoyle, who fires off four scoreless innings to close the day. He'll get his first winning decision of the year, and Sandro Gaston supplies the game-winning hit, a soft-serve single into center field in the eighth inning to score Narbe Cruz and give the Woodpeckers a 3-2 win and end a three-game losing skid. High fives on the middle of the diamond. Haven't seen it too much this week, but Fayetteville can go home happy and something to build off of going into the homestand beginning on Tuesday. Fun game, a quick game. We'll talk about it all next on the post-game wrap-up before we send you on your way into the Monday off day. 3-2 the final. The Woodpeckers win the series conclusion. Our post-game show is coming up next. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, happy bus rides home are the best bus rides home. The Woodpeckers find a way to edge out the Fireflies today in the series conclusion 3-2 as we welcome you back inside the visiting radio booth here in Columbia for the final time on the week. A pleasure to have you aboard all week long, or just on this Sunday if you were able to join us. Fayetteville lost the series yesterday. They lost three in a row, which was a season-long losing streak for them. But today, behind some really solid pitching on the back end by Tyler Guilfoyle to keep a 2-2 game intact, and an RBI single from Sandro Gaston that gave Fayetteville a 3-2 lead in the top of the eighth inning, they grab the series conclusion. Three runs, six hits, an error today for Fayetteville. Two runs, seven hits, and three errors for Columbia in this one. There's also a play that ultimately wasn't scored in an error, but kind of comes back and costs them in hindsight. Jackson Lofton on the very first pitch of the game, popping one up into right field that was lost in the sun by Rodriguez. It fell to the shallow turf, and Lofton ends up coming around to score the first run of the game. So 3-2 contest, every run important.
Fayetteville had a brief 1-0 lead, but then it was a tie game come the bottom of the first. Double by Omar Hernandez. He scored on a wild pitch. Columbia would take the lead on a solo home run in the bottom of the third inning from Roger Layton, his first of the year, but then tied the game in the fifth inning with a leadoff single from Dari Lorenzo, a double by Rolando Espinosa that got him over to third, and an RBI fielder's choice from Narbe Cruz with the bases loaded that tied the game 2-2. The starting pitchers went at least four innings each today. Frank Mozicato pulled after four. He struck out six, gave up one earned run, walked two. And then it was Marcus Olivares for the fifth inning when he gave up that run on the RBI fielder's choice that tied the game. Joey Mancini went 4 2/3 today, didn't factor into the decision, but really finished his day strong with four straight strikeouts before the manager, Ricky Rivera, took the ball from him. Zach Matthews got the final out of the fifth, and then Tyler Guilfoyle came on and goes four scoreless innings. Walked one, the only walk of the game for the entire staff, to Brett Squires in the ninth, but pitched with that lead, scattered four hits around. They were all singles against him. No major contact today against Guilfoyle, and he gets the win to go to 4-0, supplied again by that Sandro Gastone go-ahead single against Chaz Martinez in the eighth as he suffers the loss and falls to 0-3, that is, on the season. Fayetteville also will leapfrog Columbia by a half game in the standings. They'll go back up to second place in the South Division, two games back of Kannapolis, who won today going into Tuesday in the start of that homestand with the Down East Wood Ducks with an 8-6 record. Columbia falls to 7-6 with the loss today. Final time of game, a snappy Sunday, 2 hours and 16 minutes in front of a Segra Park crowd of 4,101. We don't yet have starting pitching matchups for you on the start of the series Tuesday, but make sure to follow Woodpeckers social media and FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, where we will have those probable starters right at the top of the homepage. And a reminder, first pitch on Tuesday, an hour earlier than our normal Tuesday time. 6:05 first pitch with an education day at 11 a.m. to follow on Wednesday. And the first 1,000 fans in attendance to the ballpark on Tuesday will get a We Want Tacos t-shirt, a free t-shirt giveaway. Education day on Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday on Thursday, fireworks on Friday, tons of stuff, fun stuff to come. We have a bucket hat giveaway over the weekend as well. Go to the promotions page on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com to check out all the cool stuff upcoming over the next six home games, April 25th, all the way through the end of the month and the start of May. That series will carry on from April 25th all the way through April 30th. Again, a pleasure to have you aboard all week on the road. We appreciate you making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your day, whether it was a pitch, an inning, or the full contest. Thanks for being with us. Our final line scores for one final time, three runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville. Columbia, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors. Woodpeckers go to 8-6. Guilfoyle gets the win, 1-0. Martinez, the loss for Columbia. They fall to 7-6. Want to give a big thanks as well to Colin Casey, who's been monitoring the broadcast and all the coverage at home base, clipping highlights, keeping the social media updated all week long, working on those post-game stories, and you will hear Colin's wonderful voice back on the air with us on Tuesday as we get the squad back together and bring you six games at home between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, an out-of-division matchup. But Woodpeckers grab 2 of 6 on the road. They get to go home happy, 8-6 on the year, and try win a few more ball games starting on Tuesday. That'll do it for our Sunday afternoon broadcast, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. 3-2 the final today. Woodpeckers grab a win. Until Tuesday, this has been Peckers Baseball. Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your Sunday afternoon.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.